Chapter 5. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of the Messiah, and also a partaker of the honor that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of Elohim which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as domineering over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of honor that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For Elohim resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of Elohim, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the Elohim of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal honor, by the Messiah Yahshua, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be honor and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of Elohim wherein ye stand. The assembly that is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you, and so doth Marcus, my son. Greet ye one another with a kiss of love. Peace be with you all that are in the Messiah, Yahshua.